Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're sitting here trying to figure out the Browns, and it's quarterback, and yes, I get it. We talk about it all the time. And it is interesting that it's even food for thought that Dylan Gabriel goes in for his first start, and we're already thinking, how long is the leash? Because that was the first thing you said to me, and I was like, are you serious? This kid's first start. Why are we really going to ponder that? And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? The city is thinking that already. So let's not run away from what the obvious topic is.
We know the situation. We know, and I know people are going to get grumpy about this. We know he's a third-round pick. We know the organization liked him enough to draft him in that spot. We know that every draft pick went, ooh, Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Oh, that's a little high. We know that part of it. We also know that the deep down in places that some people don't want to talk about, we know the goal of the season is to find out if the quarterback of the future is either A, on the roster, or B, sitting in the 2026 draft. You knew that was the goal the minute they traded down from number two. So that is why we're all looking at this and thinking, okay, let's see what Dylan Gabriel can do. And how long is the leash on Dylan Gabriel if he struggles? I think it's just logical.
I think you're right. I mean, I look at this thing and I think he has all the opportunity in the world. What's he going to do with it? It all starts on Sunday. We'll figure it out. He's got this start for sure. And then we'll see what happens. You take one start and make yourself so useful that they can't turn away from you.
And I think no matter what happens, man, I bet you he's on a roster next year too, Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, I would think he could be the backup on this team for a long
time.
I don't think there's any question.
Absolutely.
Speaking of questions, you put it out there. You said we don't expect when you're done. What was it? You said you're playing against guys. When you're playing in the NFL, you're not playing against guys that are what?
Lawyers, doctors, architects, art history majors.
And, of course, DL, my buddy, says Brian Sipe became an architect. Simon Fraser, I don't know if you remember him, played for Ohio State.
Oh, good for them.
Remember him? Doctor down in Columbus.
Dave, good for him.
Dave Mays, the backup. Wasn't he a dentist?
Good for him.
There he goes. I'm just saying. So, see, that's where it goes.
Good for all of them. Notice how they did that after they got done playing.
Well, I think Simon was still going to school.
Notice how they did that after they got done playing.
Dominic Cleveland. What's happening, Dominic?
First, I'd like to say, don't discount NFL players as just being nothing. Like you said, a lot of them are doctors, real estate agents, lawyers, all those things.
Dominic, that is not meant to trash NFL players in any way, shape, or form. That was not meant to be like, but it's when you're in the league, your job is football. That's the thing I'm trying to say.
Well, now it is.
Primary focus is football.
I mean, the last couple of generations has been because they didn't have to have regular jobs in the offseason.
Correct.
And they also didn't have to go to training camp to actually get into shape.
Correct. They weren't as competent. You were 100% right. Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate you bringing that up.
There you go. Keep him in his place. That's what I say, Dominic. Good job.
What I really want to say, though, is I think we have both our quarterbacks, our starter and our backup, and they're both the rookies. I didn't want to see either of them have to play this year, because I really wanted them to develop, to learn to get to meetings on time, you know, develop leadership by not being a starter with the team camaraderie. Do things like make the plane on time, make the bus trips on time, all of that before they actually had to play. I think Dylan will be out there as long as we're still in contention for the division, because right now our division is still wide open. So I think he's there. I'd rather let Shadur sit. I'm a Shadur fan, but I'd rather let him sit and develop and let us see what we have in both of them either later in the season or next year. But I think Dylan's going to be out there for a while. I like what he brings to the table. Right now, I'm not pro Dylan or pro Shadur. I'm pro Cleveland Browns. Let's get some wins.
There you go. I like it. Absolutely. Good job, Dominic. All right, I like that. I agree. I like when we get phone calls at Eikens. We're like, yeah, I like what he's saying. I see where he's going with this. Yep, that makes sense. Good job. Cleveland's in Cleveland.
What's happening, Cleveland?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys have a great show.
Thank you. You have a great great name.
Yep. Yeah, thanks. It stuck with me now for 70 years. And I just wanted to say that I'm so happy for being a Cleveland fan because they keep me exciting in whatever they do as far as sports is concerned. And I'm able to have good feelings. Like with the Guardians, they didn't go any further, but it was so exciting.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting for what the Browns are trying to do. And I think that Gabriel's going to do well. I wanted to wait to put him in, maybe in the Miami game or something. But it's okay because I think that all the rookies are showing up like they're pretty good. And I don't think that he's going to be any different. And I'll let you guys go with that.
All right. Thank you. You're sitting on two rookie quarterbacks right now. One's about to, he's about to get baptized, right? We're going to see what's going to happen on Sunday. So it's going to be interesting. I don't have great expectations for the offense. But I will tell you this, this town will go ballistically excited if he can get us to 21 points.
Heck yeah.
I mean, and that's how low the bar is. That's the hard part of this whole thing. Get to 20 or 21 points, and you've now raised the bar on one of the worst scoring teams in the NFL, at least for the last two seasons. It's hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hard, man. It's hard being a Browns fan. Greg is in California. Greg, what's going on in Cali? 9:30 in the morning.
At 9:30. This is truly the west side over here in California.
Like that.
I wanted to say first, this first 6 weeks of the season, the NFL has no mercy for the Browns. First of all, we get the Green Bay Packers off a mini bye.
Right? Yeah. You know, yep.
I mean, secondly, Minnesota's over there for 2 weeks, and they get two quote-unquote road games. We have to sacrifice the home game this week. And the third thing coming up, all in the 6 weeks, this is all in April when they released the schedule. Nobody really talked about it either. When's the last time a team went to Europe and did not get their bye the next week but has to go to their arch rival's home in Pittsburgh the week after? There's no rest period. I mean, does the NFL is setting up the Browns for failure? I mean, it's bad enough we're Browns fans, and I'm out here in California on an island by myself. It's just it's I mean, can they catch a break? And thank God the Guardians did what they did. Training camp starting with the Cavs, because I need something to balance out this Browns team, because if I had to go Browns all September with no baseball, I don't know what I would have done. So thank you, Guardians, and come on basketball season.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I agree. The NFL did them zero favors, and the game that scares me the most is Pittsburgh next week. And I said that when the schedule came out, we were playing the stupid schedule game. I said that is a recipe for unbelievable disaster.
Would you have wanted?
And by the way, you're not flying over there. You're bussing over there, right? You're bussing over to Pittsburgh. It's like you're bussing over to Detroit because they're close.
I don't know if I wanted my bye in week six though. That's the only thing is like, it seems very, very early to have a bye there. Like there's a couple teams on a bye this week. This is the first week of byes in the NFL. Week five is really early to have a week off. Like you kind of want that week off to be where the Browns is, end of October, beginning of November, somewhere in the midway point of the season that you have a ton of tape to assess. And if you do decide you want to make a change at any level, you've got time to implement that change. So, yes, it stinks. You got to fly across and deal with jet lag and all of that kind of stuff. But I feel like I really like where the Browns' bye is. Like, I don't know,
man. These guys are professional athletes. Like, I think the jet lag stuff's overrated. I do. I mean, when they play, it's 1 o'clock there. It's a 1 o'clock kick there. So their morning is still their morning. You know, you're on a plane for a couple hours. You're on a plane. I just think we make way too much of a big deal about this. Your job is professional football player. Does anyone complain about...
No, Andy, as you've told me, your job is doctor, architect, all that.
Well, that's just a few, yes. Rodney, Cleveland. Rodney, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you going, man? What's going on with y'all, man? Y'all good?
We're doing well.
The two of us? We're strong.
I'm doing well.
It's good.
Okay. No, Baskin, you good. I called in a week ago, and I spoke with many in the Phelps, and I said if they bitch Flacco, when they have to make that 21-day window decision on Watson, somebody got to get cut. And Minigan, you came back to the hotel. They'll put Watson on the practice squad. How?
Rodney, let me push back a smidge on that one, if you don't mind.
They don't have to. That's one thing, but go ahead.
I was trying to figure out if they could put him on the practice squad or not. I don't know if they can. I still don't know because I can't get a straight answer.
No, you have to waive him first before he can get there. So and then Phelps went.
Although wait a second, I thought there's two guys.
Yeah, because there's two guys you can designate. Because that's how they. I think that's how they got Flacco on there as well. So that's my only thing, Rodney. Is I know I didn't say it that definitive because I don't know and I wouldn't put my foot in my mouth that far. That I can tell you with certainty.
Okay, and then Phelps said that. Well, if they waive Flacco, they're going to need a veteran presence. Well, if Watson played 13 years. And so I'm like, well, there's your veteran presence, and there's no way you can put him on the practice squad. You have to waive him first, and the team would have to make a claim. If they don't, then he can go on the practice squad.
Okay. So, but do you think anybody would put a claim on Deshaun Watson with that contract and take it off your hands?
Well, you
it
know
It would
what?
Kill us cap-wise, wouldn't it, too, right now?
Well, it's tricky with that because they wouldn't have to take on the full obligation of the contract, but they would have to take on a big portion of it. But the Browns will still lose. And you're only paying Flacco $4 million. So why? And if there's no commitment to him. You waive Flacco, activate Watson, and keep the two rookies at 1 and 2 and keep him at an emergency.
All right, Roddy. Thank you. I appreciate it. So as a part of that rule, the designation – you can elevate players, and this is how they did it with Flacco the first time around. Teams can temporarily elevate two practice squad players to the 53-man roster to play in a game. A player can only be elevated for a maximum of 3 games. Remember, they did that for 3 games. As I remember losing my mind, I'm like, why would they put him on the practice squad in the beginning? It didn't make sense. Before needing to be placed on the active roster to continue playing. A practice squad player is free to sign with an active roster of another team, but cannot sign with another team's practice squad. You got to get waived first before you can do that. Mm-hmm. Feel better?
Yes, and I think Deshaun Watson would clear waivers.
I think he would, too.
I think he would clear waivers.
I don't think anybody's picking him. Yep, yeah, good point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.